Scientists are now able to monitor two remote volcanoes on the Alaska Peninsula after equipment came back to life this spring. KDLG's Ben Matheson reports.
The Pulik Volcano and Ukendrick Mars are located about 70 miles south of King Salmon. Scientists thought that sensors there had died this winter. Jeff Freimuller is a professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and is the coordinating scientist for the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
We know that those stations have actually suffered some physical damage. We know, for example, that bears have ripped the doors off enclosures. It looked like they were down and not coming back. What actually happened over the last few weeks is they've started coming back, and so that really means that they were down because the power had failed. Now that the snow is melting and the sun is out, those stations are actually power on power and are actually transmitting data.
It's been decades since either volcano showed signs of activity. The Pulik volcano last erupted in 1814, but radar decades ago showed magma rising to within several kilometers of the surface. Ukendrick Mars has been quiet since only 1977, when the two vents erupted and formed deep craters. Scientists want to know what's happening at the two volcanoes. Freimuller says they rely on that seismic data to provide better early warnings.
Quite often, one of the first indications of any kind of volcanic unrest is, you know, small swarms of small earthquakes. So having the network there means that if those things occur, we can see them, and those are likely to be the earliest, among the earliest precursors to potential activity. If the volcano were to actually start to erupt, we would be able to see volcanic tremor and other such signals, just like we're observing right now at Pavlov. We can see that if we have seismic stations close to the volcano, but we can't see it if there's no data from close in.
The observatory is used to remote stations periodically failing, but the network's health has suffered over the past few years. Of the observatory's 200 stations, almost half are out of commission this month.
Something that we're having to start worrying about more and more. This year, I expect that this time next year, we're going to probably see higher percentages of things not working, simply because the amount of maintenance we can do this summer is very limited. So, you know, limited maintenance means more failures down the road.
The network relies on funding from Congress, which Freimuller says has not kept pace with maintenance needs. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.